so much I want to share, but I also don't want to overwhelm you. Are you ready for more? Mm-hmm. Shall we try to do another? Shall we try to do a breath practice? And again, this is one that you know. And my question to you is, it's on the elemental breaths. And I have, again, gone through different sources and extracted information on the elements. Would you like to do the breath and then we talk about it and elaborate with these teachings, or do you want the teachings and then we do the breath?
I'd like to take a quick break personally, so if you do the teachings first, you come back and do the breath.
Okay, well, we have 40 more minutes for the class. Go ahead.
Not you.
Is everyone else okay? Can you stick with me?
I'd like to throw in a life note.
Yes.
In our society, the people who really breathe are the athletes.
Yes.
Maybe that's what gives a football player such magnetism and such attraction to a lot of people, especially men.
Except that I was just reading a study that says that human beings are innately attracted to violence, and that games like football, rugby, etc., are violence in a controlled manner, and virtually all competitive sports are a form of controlled violence.
At least the Christians aren't in the center of these days, of the stadium.
I don't know about that one either. That's debatable. But you know, there is this unavoidable attraction through, again, that neurological thing. It's the amygdala. That's also the center that is sated or not sated with eating. And that people can become addicted to food. But it's also the place where we have very strong emotions like anger and aggression.
What brain part is that?
It's called amygdala. The amygdala.
Oh yes, the amygdala. I'll breathe through that.
So this is on the color of the elements. All objects on Earth have their particular element, which is predominant in them. Although everything is made of the commingling of five chief elements, the difference being in their greater or lesser degree, not only in the substance, but in the liquid. Even in the gases, we can trace this. So as you're listening to this, first, concentrate on the earth element. The earth element is a yellow color, which may be seen in the earth when it is dry. And this shows that the color of pure earth is yellow. And it is seen in many flowers, as well as in fruits and leaves, and especially as the other elements in them lose their influence and the earth element remains. So we see this in leaves when they turn, for example, and start to dry. They turn, in autumn, they turn yellow. Therefore, from red or green, they turn yellow. And then think of the water element. And here he says, the water element is green, which may be seen in the water of the sea and in the effect of the rainfall on the trees and plants. Yet water in its pure state is white, which may be seen in clouds, in pure streams, and in snow. The fire element is red. And not only in the rising and the setting of the sun or in the burning coal is it noticed, but even in the hot substance such as pepper. Also in the face of man, during a spell of anger, this color appears, and even the eyes become red. The air element is blue, which may be seen in the color of the sky, which is its abode. Even the contact of the air with water makes the sea blue. The marks of this element, when predominating, are seen even on the tongue and lips of a person. It shows itself on the top of flames in the fire. This is when the fire turns itself into air. The ether is smoky in color. It is the commingling of all elements and even the origin of all. It is the color of mist. The different grades of its activity have assumed different colors. Therefore, it is all colors and no color. The colors in the rainbow represent the different colors of the elements collected together as one embodiment of ether. I want to read one more thing before, just to give more grounding. I know this is a practice we all do, but we can use more and more understanding of the importance of this teaching and practice. This is again on the form of the elements. The forms of all objects tell the seer of their origin and why a certain object is round and why another object is square. This could also go for people. May be understood by the tendency of the element to manifest towards a particular direction. For instance, spreading is the quality of the earth element. Therefore, the earth is always seen as something spread out, and all elements which the earth is predominant are square. Water has a tendency to flow downward, and all objects belonging to the water element lean downward. Fire has its tendency to rise. Therefore, the flame goes up. Even the smoke rises, and all objects in which fire predominates will show in them a rising tendency. The circular form is significant for it. The air has the nature of a zigzag direction, and all things concerning the air are zigzag. But ether has no particular form, and all forms are originated from it. Being finest, it is above limitations. Go on up, it's okay. Go on up to bed.
Go to bed, Leo.
You sure? Go to bed. I know, you want Mama to come to bed with you, don't you, honey?
He's okay.
Would you like to sit down? Thank you. Sit down, Mama. We don't have very much longer to go. You've been a good boy. Come on. Leo, I'm not kidding, though. now we've had some understanding of the importance of rhythmic breathing, and these breaths, we're going to now do the elemental breaths, which are different than the purification breaths. I hope you understand that. The form is similar, the concentration is different.
Maria?
Yes?
May I ask a question about the globes? For these breaths, I know you...
Oh, the light?
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, how large and where the center is. Is the center here?
Where is it for you?
I guess I kind of try it both ways. I guess I kind of like being a part of it.
The practice, as I've had it prescribed to me, is that you visualize the orbs of light, not anything solid. You're visualizing the light, and as you breathe in, you're drawing the light in through these various centers as you breathe in. Okay? So you're drawing that light in. You know, it's kind of like, and I've used this analogy before, and it's really not mine. It's Hedayat and I at Khan's, and I love it because he talks about, you know, tuning to these elements, and it's like what we've been given in these other teachings also. It's, you know, tuning to the vibration of peace, tuning to the vibration of calm. You know, those vibrations exist. Are we going to tune to those? Are we going to tune to, you know, despair and, you know, depression and violence? I mean, what are we wanting to tune to? And so he talks about it as those vibrations are existent, you know. They say once a gong or a bell is struck, it can't be unrung. That vibration goes on and on. I mean, we maybe don't hear it, but it's having its influence. It's continuing. So every expression of love, every expression of peace, every expression of harmony, those vibrations are there. And that's why he says you draw the sustenance in through the breath. You draw that in through your breath. You let it infuse your being. And anything, you know, in the words of Pure Vilayat, the dross of the being gets transmuted, and we exhale. We can project it outward through our breath. And any unwanted influences, we were told that earlier in the teaching. So the analogy is that Hedayat gives to us is... He says, if we have a transistor radio, we can bring it into the room, and the vibrations are here. But we have to tune that radio, and we'll be able to hear, pick up the various radio stations. Well, in the same way, if we tune ourselves, we can tune to a certain pitch and absorb those vibrations. It's called attunement, those of us, you know what I'm saying? We use that word. We're tuning to Murshid. We're tuning to, you know, whatever, our teachers or, you know, those things that, you know, Jesus, whatever, Jesus Christ, you know, the archangels, the whatever you want to tune to, you tune to it, but you have to tune into it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like honing that vibration, and we do that through the breath. To get the bunny, didn't he? To console himself.
Bunny.
Oh, good boy. Bunny with no ears.
Sweet
bunny. But he has a nice little hairdo.
This was a bunny, and now it's a big guinea pig. And this is very cute. Did you want to share this? But you have to lay down with it. You can't show it to everybody just yet. You have to lay down. There's your baby. There's your baby. There's your baby.
Now this is our short lesson in attachment.
just laying down here thinking, I want my bunny. I want
See, now I got my bunny. You know. You know.
He's showing it off to everybody.
There's Llama Leo.
Okay.
So you're going to remind us the difference in concentration between, element breaths and the...
Yes. The purification breaths are done in your own rhythm, and they're done in a very full breath in your own rhythm, right? And you are concentrating on drawing in divine light and life, and then when you breathe out, you radiate the same. And really, for me, you know, these practices are alive, and I always feel that one must become very involved and examine the practice, and then the realization comes. So for me to say something may be my realization, but that doesn't mean it's somebody else's realization. But what I can say is that there's kind of that experience of breathing that in, and when that happens, there's kind of a transformation, that an inward transformation that I feel happens. And then when it's like a rebirth with each exhalation. Do you know what I'm saying? And then I'm sort of bursting open and radiating this light and life. It's a very different concentration than tuning to the elements. Because the elements, now let's talk about those elements, because that was another great teaching that I had by being in India earlier this spring, was, and I've shared this with some of you, again, I feel like I'm that broken record, but it's helpful to remember, meeting with that music master, Ustad Wazifuddin Nagar, he was, you know, when they sing the ragas, it's an invocation of the elements, and they don't see them as static realities of nature. They're alive beings. So they're like these guardians that take care of the water, the guardians of the fire, the guardians of the earth, the guardians of the air. You know, that they're living beings. And we see that in... What do you think the wings are on the angels? What do those symbolize? What's that? There's a big teaching right there just with seeing winged creatures. Beings, what is that representing?
Raises from the depths and sea.
Freedom, the light, air, ether.
Breath. Breath. And, I mean, you know, we all have that light body around us, but some of the masters have really refined the work with the breath, and they're really radiating light. You know, we're being guided in that practice and that purification breath to be able to radiate that light, to illuminate the dark chambers within us, but to help to illuminate others as well. Not that we know, we don't have to do or say anything. Our very being will do that. I feel like I'm an evangelist. I should have my own show.
Breath evangelism.
But I'm passionate. This I am passionate about. That's a different kind of passion. If one should be attached or passionate, it should be about the Dharma, I would say.
I think that's compassion versus passion.
No, it's passion. It's compassion is different. This is passion. This is passion you're seeing, folks.
But whose passion is it?
That's right. Whose passion is it? Indeed. So the elements are the things that offer us a kind of balance in all the various realms, from the most subtle to the most physical part of our being. And we see this in all traditions. The Native Americans really honor these elements. But even in Catholicism, there we had Mass with the Pope. And I'm not kidding. We were inside St. Peter's Basilica, and we were very close. I'm fortunate. We were very close to the Pope. And there you had it. You had song for the breath. You had the fire with the candles. You had the air element with the incense. You had the ringing of the bells. It's the air element. All of it was there. In any tradition, you see all of it. You go to the Vedas, you see it. The Hindus practice it. You know, even in Islam, you know, we go to the sacred sites, and they're always the first thing they shove in your hand is some incense, you know, and something that is like a grain to offer. Earth, you know, water, you're always purified. There's always a place to wash, you know, the fire, the air, you circumambulate, that's the air. It's always there in all of the traditions, if one sees it and understands it. Did that answer your question? You asked about the difference between purification and elemental.
Yes. So well, the element.
Our bodies are the elements called together. And then at the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you know, they leave one by one.
Absolutely. And if you know that very well, you can surely tell when someone's about ready to go. You see the dissolution of all the elements happening. I've been witness to it many times. You notice that they're first the body becomes weak, and then you notice that they lose all interest in water and taking fluids in. You see people stop drinking, and then the next thing is their temperature goes down, and then their breath gets weak, and then it's finished. You can see this. If you know it, you can chronicle it. And as I say, for whatever reason, I've been called to be with quite a few people in that process. Be with them as they've made that transition.
Did you notice it started in the feet? The energy started leaving the feet and going up the head?
If you're lucky.
I saw it. Yeah. My dad.
If they're fortunate, that's the way you would want the energy to go. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all of these practices are a form of prayer. Now, of course, we have prayers that we say, but this is also a form of prayer. And we're getting ready to do this practice. Everything has its own timing, I assure you. So let me just say a few words from this text. And again, we have these available if people want to purchase them. Contemplation of divine grace builds up a God ideal in the mind, which in turn awakens love in the heart. When love streams forth from the heart in rays of light, the illusion of darkness is dispelled, and the horizon of the devotee is enlarged, so that all things become clear and the false aspects of one's being surrender to the all-pervading, the only being. So with that attitude, we allow the light to stream forth from our hearts, so that the illusion of darkness may be dispelled and that our view, the horizon of our view, is enlarged so that all things can become more clear, and that the false aspects of ourselves are surrendered to the all-pervading and the only being. And so we begin with the concentration at the tip of the nose. And I say the tip of the nose, that's location, but that doesn't mean that's where the light is. I sort of rather visualize the light just slightly in front of that. And you're visualizing an orb of light that is a golden color, the color of earth. The eyes are cast downward, and typically the practice is done with the eyes closed, but if you need them slightly open to sort of check, where are my eyes, you want to do that because there is a physical reason for this. And for a moment, I would like for you to cast your eyes down. Feel what's happening in your head and your neck. You try to sit straight. The head is neither high nor low. It's even and balanced. But when you cast your eyes downward, do you feel a sensation? And there we focus on this orb of golden light, and we breathe in the nose, and as we breathe in, we allow the penetration of the light to enter us through sort of the tip of the nose, that area on the face, and we allow that light to penetrate, be drawn in, that we're breathing in there. We allow that light to pervade our being. And we will begin a rhythmic pattern of breath, which is prescribed with this, but just breathe in the nose and out the nose while concentrating on that light. And listen to these few words. When breathing upon earth, now listen to that word, that phraseology, when breathing upon earth, the breath is purified by the vibration of that steady element, which offers a feeling of strength and stability, both mental and physical. When breathing upon earth, the breath is purified, and Jim Shamsuddin, this answers your question. The breath is purified by the vibrations of that steady element, which offers a feeling of strength and stability, both mental and physical. So we will breathe in a rhythmic pattern, and I'll keep count. And we'll be breathing into the count of four and out to the count of six. So let's start with an exhalation. Two, three, four, five, six. In the nose. Out the nose. In the nose, out the nose. In, out. In. Out. In. Out. In. just reside in that element of stability, the element that gives us confidence, courage, groundedness, certainty. This is what the element of earth has to offer. Feel the quality of that element. And think how grateful we are for that element. It is the element of our bodies, our physical bodies. But also it, again, offers us stability, strength, courage, confidence. Know when you need that element. Invoke that element. Invoke that breath. That's what these are for. These are a kind of medicine, a tonic, a support. But only if we use the elements and practice the breath do we know their effect, and can we call upon them when we need them. I should say, for those that aren't practiced in this exercise, this is a sequence that is done without interruption, but I'm trying to offer something here in this group practice. Now, the next element is the water element. Here we concentrate at the bridge of the nose. The glance is that way. If our eyes were open, it would be almost as if we're looking cross-eyed. We're focusing at that area of the head, of the face. And just in front of that area, there we're visualizing a green light. And it really is like an emerald green. Brilliant, rich light. And this breath is in the nose and out the mouth. In the nose and falling like a waterfall out the mouth. The motion is a descent. In the nose, out the mouth, and listen to these few words by Hazrat Anayat Khan. When breathing upon water, the breath is purified by the vibrations of that moving element. So the earth is purified by the vibration of the steady element, whereas the water is purified by the vibrations of the moving element, which offer movement in all activities and even reactivation or redirection of a stagnant situation. So here we're getting a clue how we can use this element. Do we need to reactivate or redirect a stagnant situation? It is the element of accomplishment, forward moving. So the breath is in the nose and out the mouth. Concentration on this beautiful emerald green. As we breathe in, we absorb the light. It's not really, we're not breathing it in through the nostrils. We're breathing it in through that center at the bridge of the nose. Eyes cast there. And Shamsuddin, do you need this? Would this be helpful? And then we're going to start again with an exhalation, and we'll breathe together in a rhythmic breathing pattern. So breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in the nose, out the mouth. In the nose, out the mouth. In the nose, out the mouth. In. In, out, in, out, in. Just reside again in a natural breath. And think of the water element. Is there something through which you wish to create movement in the life? Is there some situation that could even be, again, just a redundant thought again and again that we need to redirect in some way? Can the water element help with that? And the next breath is in the mouth and out the nose, in the mouth and out the nose. The concentration is on a rising motion. The eyes are glancing at the forehead. So the eyes move upward. Again, if we opened our eyes, it'd almost be as if we're cross-eyed. We're concentrating at a central part of the forehead. And there, before the forehead, we see this beautiful orb of light, red in color, vibrant and alive. In the mouth and out the nose. And here's what Hazrat Inayat Khan says. When breathing, when breathing upon fire, the breath is purified by the vibration of that powerful element, which offers energy and excitement to all circumstances. When breathing upon fire, the breath is purified by the vibrations of that powerful element, which offers energy and excitement to all circumstances. So we breathe in the mouth, out the nose. The eyes are cast up to the center of the forehead. This is the element of aspiration, aspiring, lifting ourselves up somehow. Again, the breath is in the mouth, out the nose, and we'll participate in a rhythmic breathing pattern together. And so we begin an exhalation. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In the mouth, out the nose. 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 And just reside now in that element of fire and see. Feel the energy. Know that this element offers you the element of aspiration, raising the consciousness, lifting oneself up, a feeling of a, here the word is excitement, but also enthusiasm can be associated with this. Respect, rising up, like standing, an element of respect when someone enters the room, like a flame. And also, should one need energy, one's fatigued, one's tired, one has a task to do that needs to be accomplished, invoke fire if need be, to energize and enthuse oneself. And then the element of air. We cast our glance now even higher. We're looking as if we're looking at the inside of the skull, the crown. There we notice an orb of blue light. And the breath for the air element is in the mouth and out the mouth. So you can participate in that breath and listen to these few words by Hasrat Inayat Khan. When breathing upon air, the breath is purified by the vibrations of that uplifting element which offers inspiration and peace. So with this element, we feel uplifted. We feel inspiration and peace. It is said that this element corresponds to the creative faculties. It's a very expanded feeling. So the breath is in the mouth and out the mouth. We're visualizing a beautiful orb of blue light above the head. We're absorbing that light on the in-breath. We're allowing it to infuse our being on the out-breath while holding the visualization of the orb, the eyes cast upward. And we start with an exhalation, breathing out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in the mouth. Out the mouth. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. And just reside in a natural breath, feeling the effects of the air element. Our last element is the ether element, or the element of ether, etheric. And here we cast our glance high, high, about 1 yard or a little higher above the top of the head. And there we see this beautiful orb of light. And dancing in it is like a rainbow, you know, it's white light, but it contains all the other colors. They're there and then they're not there, you know, just this beautiful undulation, dancing of light. And if you will, imagine, or maybe you notice that even far above that is a source of light that is shining down. It becomes concentrated and focused in that orb of light above the head. And as it enters that orb, it becomes more intensified. It floods our being and cascades down around our being, both inwardly